September is recognized as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. It's a time to share resources and stories in an effort to shed light on this highly taboo and stigmatized topic. In episode 7 of The Vertical View, I was able to share my struggles with depression and anxiety. Then, and now, I feel strongly about helping to end the stigma and helping all of us to know that it is okay to talk about mental illness. We also want to end the shame and stigma which prevents so many from talking openly and not getting the help or treatment which is readily available. Recently, I decided to join up with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, to help dispel the myths and end the silence surrounding mental illness. So, I embarked on a multi-week training to become more educated, to learn more about the facts and the stats, and to become more comfortable sharing my own story regarding mental health. In this episode of The Vertical View, I discuss some of those facts, some of those stats surrounding mental health conditions, as well as share ways each of us can help end the stigma surrounding mental illness. So if you're ready, I know I am. Let's get vertical. So what is mental health? Just like we all have physical health, we also have mental health. And when we feel well and do well, we would say we're mentally healthy. Mental health can be maintained with good habits like getting enough sleep, exercising, and a balanced diet. All are habits which certainly have helped me, I know, in achieving a healthier mind and a more positive mental health experience. It's just like our physical health. We've got to work hard at having a healthy mind. What are mental health conditions? Well, mental health conditions are medical illnesses like any other physical illness. They're conditions that change the way people think, feel, and act. And mental health conditions are common and treatable. Mental health conditions are not anyone's fault. They are not something to be ashamed of. And a mental health condition doesn't have to limit your ability or my ability to achieve our goals. NAMI uses statistics released from the National Institute of Mental Health. And some of these facts are 1 in 5 youth in the U.S. are experiencing or will experience a mental health condition at some point in their lives. The facts would say that the mental illnesses, they are common. 50% of youth ages 8 to 15 don't receive treatment. Many people just don't get the help. And the biggest reason people don't get help is from stigma. And what is stigma? Well, an example of stigma regarding mental health conditions for me was believing that I was weak for admitting that I needed help with my depression and my anxiety. The truth is, I'm now stronger and healthier for seeking the help and for speaking out. I would say that we, as a society, need to end the stigma and encourage people to seek help and to talk about their mental health. One of the ways that we can certainly be aware is to know the warning signs. And so let's talk about some of the warning signs. Well, everyone feels anxious or sad sometimes, but if it lasts for more than 2 weeks or it's getting in the way of our daily activities, we need to talk to someone that we trust. These warning signs may indicate that a person is experiencing mental health challenges. So some of those warning signs, like I said, feeling sad or you withdraw. I know I struggle with that, or I just didn't have the energy I just didn't want to be around people. And so I stopped hanging around my male friends and the different groups of people that I really enjoyed, but just at the time couldn't deal with. More warning signs are feeling severe, out of control, risk-taking behaviors that cause harm to self or to others. Another example would be sudden overwhelming fear for no reason, sometimes with a racing heart, physical discomfort, or fast breathing. Seeing, hearing, or believing things that aren't real. Drastic changes in mood, behavior, personality, or sleeping habits. And the last one there is something that I dealt with. I struggled to sleep. Had a racing mind that just didn't ever want to shut off. More warning signs are extreme difficulty concentrating or staying still that puts a person in physical danger or causes school failure. Intense worries or fears that get in the way of daily activities. Throwing up, using laxatives, or not eating to lose weight. Significant weight loss or weight gain. Excessive use of alcohol or drugs. And trying to harm oneself, attempting suicide, or making plans to do so. If you or if someone you know is experiencing symptoms of a mental health condition, it's important to tell a trusted friend, another adult. Don't keep the warning signs a secret. What we can do. There are many resources that we can turn to for support and information. There are many people that we can also talk to. One of the places I would encourage you to go to is NAMI.org. That's NAMI.org. We want to encourage you to talk to a trusted friend, an adult, a counselor. I know that counseling and speaking with my counselor is something that has been very helpful. Also, my doctor is able to help me to find medication and some coping strategies in order to deal with my depression and my anxiety. There are many resources right here in our own communities. Nurses, counselors, social workers, and more. I encourage you to find those people and to reach out. And if you are the person who is recognizing these signs, these warning signs in your friend, please encourage them and connect them with the resources within our community. So, we've heard some of the facts and stats. We also want to share some of the good news. Mental health conditions are treatable. There are a number of different options of treatments. The key is to find what option works for you. Like I said, for me, counseling, medication, and exercise have helped make my symptoms better or easier to deal with on a day-to-day basis. There are a lot of different ways, like cognitive behavioral groups, art, pets, medication. Music is another thing that helps my symptoms and helps my day-to-day activities seem better. Positive coping strategies are another way to help make the symptoms better. I need sleep, and when I don't get enough, I seem to struggle more. It's important to develop effective coping strategies to replace the negativity that seems to creep in from time to time. I know when I start to feel anxious or stressed, music seems to help me move into a more positive and a better position with my mental health. Writing, journal, blog, listen to music, become more active by joining a club, sports, hobbies, and your friends. They're all strategies to improving and maintaining your mental health. Helping and being a friend how you can help a friend who is struggling with mental illness. Recognize the warning signs and share your concerns with them. Encourage your friend to talk to a trusted doctor, social worker, or another adult. Share resources with support and information. Include them in your social plans. Invite them out. Get them active. This will help them to stay positive. Encourage them to follow their treatment plan, whatever their plan might be. And then check in regularly. Listen and offer support. It is that easy. Just being a good friend, sharing resources, is an important way for us to help one another to end the stigma and end the silence. What are other ways to reduce stigma? Take action. Talk about mental health with friends and family. Share the NAMI.org resources on social media. Call people out if they use stigmatizing language. And I think the biggest thing is to work to understand, to accept those with mental illness, and to understand the stigma surrounding mental health conditions, and to work together to end those stigmas as well as to end the silence. Remember, mental health conditions are medical conditions. It's not anyone's fault. We should all get to know the warning signs. And if you are struggling with a mental illness, you are not alone. Recovery is possible and there is hope. And you do have the power to end your silence. And we all have the power to end the silence about mental illness. I am grateful that I'm not defined by my mental illness and that there is hope for me and there is hope for you. For more information, I'd ask you to check out NAMI.org. That's www.nami.org. The facts and the stats that I've shared in this episode are from the NAMI Ending the Silence presentation, which I have recently been trained on. I hope that by sharing just a small portion of the presentation, that more people will be willing to speak out, to end the silence, to change the stigma, and that all of us can live a better life together in a positive mental health experience. To get more information, again, visit www.nami.org. And to book me as a speaker for your school, your team, or your company, email me at cwilliams@theveteam.com. Well, we have reached the end of another episode of The Vertical View. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to encourage each of us to share the resources and our stories in an effort to bring more awareness to mental illnesses. If you enjoyed Vertical View, please give us a positive rating and review on Spotify, Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. Remember, to book me to present or speak to your school, team, or corporations, email me at cwilliams@theveteam.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at @VE_executive. That's @VE_executive. For now, I'll see you the next time back here at The Vertical View.